Name and full title for me.
Yeah, it's Earl Hicks, and I'm a director of the Lombardy Agricultural Society.
Bob Perot. There we go. All right. So it's about 5 minutes. I'll ask you a little bit about the society, but the main focus is on the dance and where the money's going to be going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Today, the spotlight. Sorry. Today, the community spotlight at monarchleadstoday.ca and 88.1 MyFM shines brightly on Earl Hicks, who is a director with the Lombardy Agricultural Society. Welcome, Earl.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
It's good to have you here. Now, how long has the Ag Society been around, do you know?
160 some years.
That's a long time. It certainly is. And it's done a lot of good over the years too, hasn't it?
Yes, it's really expanded. It moved once over that period of time from a rental property to property that we now own as a society.
Is that at the fairgrounds?
At the fairgrounds, yes.
Yeah, those great orange roofs that you can't miss.
That's our signature color, the orange roofs.
Tell us some of the charities that you folks have helped over the years.
Well, we've supported the hospital. We've had pancake suppers raising funds for it. What else have we done? We've had free events on Family Day for children to come in, working with the Leeds Draft Horse Club, and they've had horse rides and bonfires and free hot dogs and that sort of thing.
So, I've been to a couple of those with my grandson. They're great fun.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's good.
And another event coming up this Saturday would be the barn dance, right?
That's correct, yeah.
So tell us all about it.
It's one of our major fundraisers that we've had every year. Usually it's been in the fall, and this is the first time we've moved it to the spring. And all the monies we get from this, if anyone's been to our hall, you'll see we have a very modern kitchen, and we've maintained our hall, and all the money goes in really to maintaining our infrastructure at our facilities.
Which is great, because in order to bring events like this, which really brings the community together and quite frankly gives people stuff to do, you need to have a great facility like yours, and keeping it great is a lot of work.
Oh, it is. Yeah, no, that's for sure. Yeah, we have a lot of volunteers, which we really appreciate, that help us, of course. And we think we're doing a fairly good job of maintaining our facilities, but costs go up and you have to cover those costs. So
yeah,
you don't have to do things like fundraising. Yeah,
you don't want to let it go.
Exactly, yeah.
So give us some details about the dance then on Saturday, if you could, Earl.
Well, we were starting off at 4:30 to 6 p.m. We're having a hip of beef dinner, and that's at $35. And then we're going to have a live and silent auction. And then at 8 p.m., we're going to have a dance, and the band is Eastbound of Bytown, and it'll run from 8 p.m. to 12. And anyone from Smith Falls who would require a ride will have Healy Transport is providing a ride from the fairgrounds at 12 p.m. to Giant Tagger in Smith Falls, if anyone's interested.
That's great. That's a responsible shuttle service. Always
That's right.
Good to see.
Exactly, yeah.
What about tickets? How can people get tickets?
Right now, we're just providing tickets through Mary, and I'll give you the number. It's 613-283-4730. So that's 613-283-4730.
And tickets available at the door, too?
Tickets for the dance are available at the door, yes.
So that's after the dinner?
That's after the dinner, yes.
8 p.m.?
Yep. 8 p.m. is the dance only starts, yes.
Excellent. Well, yep. I wish you nothing but the best of luck with it, Earl. Yep. Thank you so much for coming in and telling us all about it.
Oh, thank you very much. We appreciate your support.
Earl Hicks, one of the directors of the Lombardy Agricultural Society. We've been talking about the barn dance coming up this Saturday at the fairgrounds. You know it, with the orange-red roofs. Again, call 613-283-4730 to get your tickets now. I'm Bob Perot for LanarkLeadsToday.ca and 88.1 MyFM.